Hey, good morning. It is March the 21st. That means this is the Geyer Cook Report. And on Tuesday, SEO Tips Tuesday, we got a good one for you, as Steve Harvey would say. So let's go take a look. The show notes that we're going to look at, as always, you can get to if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Thanks to everyone that's joined us today. We pure appreciate it, especially you patrons, and you know who you are. The episode today, I looked at entrepreneur.com had an article about some data points for Google Analytics. I said, oh, some more of that Google Analytics stuff. Well, actually, Aaron Agius, A-G-I-U-S, I'm not sure how to pronounce that. He wrote a really great post about doing the do, and let's go have a look. And you'll notice that his page loads up pretty fast. He does a good page load. We're going to talk about page load in a minute. But the six things he talked about here in chapter and verse is he talks about demographics, but then he shows you the path right here, how to get to it. You click on audiences. And then underneath that, you click demographics, then you click overview, and bazinga, there you are. And every one of these six things, he's got, let's see, demographics, blog post engagement, traffic channels, performance by platform, content groups, and conversion goals. That's an important one to pay attention to. They're all right there in the list. So give that a go, won't you? The information is really, really well done. Entrepreneur.com has got a great contribution, and there's Aaron's contact information we're going to discuss more. He's worked with big brands like IBM and Ford and LG and Unilever and many more of the world's largest and most recognized brands. So there you've got a little pearl in the oyster from one of the big guys in the business of SEO, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed with the performance. You might have to make some modification to your creative to get that. But we were talking just a minute ago about the page speed, and the way we made that happen is accelerated mobile pages. Now this is the non-AMP page, the show notes like you're used to seeing them, you know, the Geyer Cook Report. Let me scroll this down a little bit so we don't have that. And it's cut off, and I don't know how to fix it. If you have the recipe, I'd love to hear it. Anyway, they're AMP pages. To get the show notes to show you the AMP pages or anything on the blog there, you just add AMP to the end of the URL. And it comes up bazinga pretty quick, right? I thought, gosh, that must be a really good score on GT Metrics. And you've heard me talk about GT Metrics measuring site performance. So I had a look, and it's not pretty good. It's real, real good. This is the score I get from GT Metrics. The 97% for page speed score. The Y-Slow score is 88%, because the Y-Slow, I've never gotten that over 90. I'm just cursed. The fully loaded time for the accelerated mobile page is 3.3 seconds. That's when everything is all done and it's all loaded. And we talked about the page load times and so forth before. So take a look at that. Add the AMP even on the main top URL. So if you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, after I get this audio edited, can't hear me. Well, you should be able to. It's working here, near as I can tell. And so, on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. Well, before I say that, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Thanks to our patrons. Thanks to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters, Eileen Smith, Basic Blog Tips, who's got a big event coming up, and Friends Just Chatting. It's a Facebook group I want you to consider. On that note, I'm going to say those three words. It's a wrap.